Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Nobody was in charge. And that's a really distressing thing to think about. At a television network, you want to have stars on screen. You want to have people behind the scenes producing and executives who are holding everybody responsible. But that just isn't how it works at Fox. I know at CNN, if I went on the air and I started lying about something, I'd be held accountable.
Brian, at CNN, you lied about many things. And I'm amazed that you can sit here with a straight face and say what you just said. I mean, on your failure of the show, you called Reliable Sources. You constantly called Trump supporters the cult of Trump. You spread the Russia hoax for years. You called the Hunter Biden story and manufactured the story. Basically, you called every story that you didn't like right-wing disinformation. And I can go on and on. So have some self-respect in front of these people. Realize why your ratings went down the toilet. And I'm not going to call you Mr. Potato Head because that's a cheap shot.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
I promise you we'll be able to do it.
Tonight, sabotage at sea. That's what President Biden is calling the leaks and explosions on the Nord Stream pipelines.
Like a boiling cauldron, the busy Baltic Sea bursting with gas from ruptured Russian Nord Stream reinforced pipelines.
First on CNN, sources telling us that European security officials observed Russian Navy ships earlier this week in the vicinity of those leaks in the Nord Stream pipelines that were likely caused by underwater explosions.
Here's what we know. We know that Russian support ships, Russian Navy support ships, were spotted in the vicinity of the leaks on these pipelines. We were also told by a source familiar with the intelligence that Russian submarines were spotted in the general area last week.
I think this is clearly an act of sabotage of some sort, and Russia is certainly the most likely suspect.
It's incredibly alarming.
President Vladimir Putin has blamed the United States and its allies for blowing up the undersea Nord Stream pipeline.
It was a deliberate act of sabotage, and now the Russians are pumping out disinformation and lies.
If Russia wanted to shut off the pipeline, they would flip the button, they would twist the knob. They don't need to blow it up. It's theirs. It starts in Russia.
So it was pretty obvious to us the Biden administration was involved in this.
They have been lying to us all along about this. There's no way the United States was not either involved or knew about this or at the very minimum approved it.
Today, a senior U.S. government official rejected a new claim by Russia's defense minister. He claimed that Ukraine is preparing to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb with Western help on its own territory.
This is the first time the 101st Airborne Division has deployed to Europe since World War II.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand and don't kid yourself, no matter what y'all say, that's called World War III.
The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight, and they will be dying.
Air sirens blaring across much of central and eastern Ukraine today as Putin's forces ramp up.
Washington has placed more than 8,000 U.S.-based troops on a heightened state of alert.
Today, the U.S. sent in the cavalry, bound for Romania, right along the Ukrainian border.
If we continue down this path, we may end up with a nuclear holocaust.
U.S. is developing contingency plans for possible Russian escalation in its war in Ukraine, including the potential use of tactical nuclear weapons.
Russian President Vladimir Putin today making it official. He just formally suspended Russia's involvement in its last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with the United States.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility.
Every actuary, every historic war game, every analysis shows this leads to total thermonuclear war.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We have millions of new listeners and viewers that are tuned in today. I want to welcome you all here. I have got interviews on British TV, Japanese TV, Russian TV, U.S. television the last few days. And these live shows, some of them are huge, are just like, well, how do we know what you're saying is true? And I'm like, Klaus Schwab says they're going to make us eat bugs and get rid of our borders and take control of our lives, and they want world government. You don't need to believe me when I say this stuff. Look it up. Here's a great example. Insight, Reuters. Refugees lack COVID shots because drug makers for lawsuits documents show. They went around and got all the drug makers. They went around and got all the major governments to sign on to give them liability protection before they even did it. So they got big plans for these illegals. They bring them in. They hook them up with lawyers, whether it's in Europe, U.S., Canada, Australia, doesn't matter. It's the same plan, same blueprint. And they then skim their paychecks, skim their welfare, and farm them like leftists do homeless people. It's a whole industry. It's a gold mine. It's a crop they're farming. So I want to get back into, with a great investigative journalist, Anthony Rubin of muckraker.com, the rest of what he's breaking down, what he's witnessed, what he's seen, but then the political aspect of this and Soros, the State Department, the debit cards they give him. I mean, that's been out forever. I played a clip when you first came on of Jon Stewart going, and this is 5-6 years ago in the midterm before Trump got the election stolen from him, going, Trump's insane. There's no caravans. There's no illegals. None of this is happening. Now we've moved past that with Mayorkas saying, oh, we have heightened terror alert. A heightened terror threat amid war in the Middle East and immigration crisis. Brace for terror attacks, the FBI director says. And they think we're dumb when the terror attack comes. We won't blame them. So this is an insane moment. And then we have these documents released from New York where the state legislature is preparing to legalize illegals voting. I mean, this is very transparent.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it is replacement migration. These people cannot win politically, legitimately. It's impossible at this point. I think that everybody's waking up. It is kind of a great awakening that's going on. We've already seen with your reinstatement on X, thanks to Elon Musk. I don't think that the powers that be can allow that to stand. I think there's way too much now, you know, counterforce against them. And I think, I mean, similar to what you were talking about before, you know, there's going to be some sort of either cyber attack or major military escalation. or something of the like to put up the brakes on this, because people are waking up to what's going on. But, yeah, we're being completely invaded. You take, for example, what's going on, the statement that Senator Dick Durbin made about making these people soldiers in the military and sending them overseas, and then for their service, we're going to give them citizenship. You couple that now with all of this, what you were just reporting on, this demonization of white people. We're all domestic terrorists. Joe Biden continues to say the greatest threat to our country is white supremacy. Whatever that even means. I mean, I don't even know what that means. What? How is he defining a white supremacist? What? Am I a white supremacist? Well, what's a white supremacist? But that's what they continue to say, and it's pre-genocide talk. If you look at how genocide's happening, the preconditioning that takes place, it's the same type of rhetoric, and that's what's going on. And so now you couple that with this mass third world army that's coming in, and I'm not even saying, I want to make myself explicitly clear so that I cannot be misrepresented by anybody, that I'm not saying that these people are coming in here. I mean, some of them are certainly coming in with sinister intent, but I'm not saying that the masses of these Venezuelans that you see or these Ecuadorians or these Haitians are necessarily coming in here to, you know, be death squad members. That's not what I'm saying. But when times get desperate, when the power does get shut off, when the dollar does collapse, when you can't even get a loaf of bread to put on the table.
Well, we know the cartels are already pre-wargaming this.
Yeah.
Pelosi says they're all God's children. The point is, it's a permanent underclass. They can exploit and control who they order to vote this way, or you get deported.
Correct. You see them all chanting for Biden, and the point is that when SHTF, I'm just keeping it appropriate for the radio, these people are going to be basically a controlled class. He who pays the piper plays the tune, right? Who's the piper? It's all these 10 million people that are probably more that have come under just under Joe Biden. Who's paying them? It's Uncle Sam. It's these horrible, corrupt politicians that are then
going to... Can you even believe how obvious this is? I mean, this is ridiculous.
If you don't know what's going on at this point, I'm not sure what rock you're living in. And I'm not trying to sound condescending, but like I don't. It's so expressly obvious. I mean, we have
talk about the beast train. You've been on that. Describe. You know, this is all. Mexico says you can come through here, just don't stay here.
Mexico is that country is sketchy. I would rather be in the jungle than in Mexico. At least in the areas of Mexico where these quote unquote migrantes are going through. Let me just take you through Mexico. Let me just take you back.
By the way, I don't know if I have the clip here, but do we have the beast train in your list?
There should be a
clip. That was the one clip I wanted, was you on the beast train.
Yeah, there should be a clip in there.
So if you go to his Twitter, guys, it's Muckraker. We'll have that, or we'll add it and post later, but just describe this.
Yeah, so you know, I rode the beast train two times. There it is. That was the first time I rode it. I actually rode it twice.
And there's photos of it, just thousands hanging off.
It was insane. Let me explain this, how this operates. So we get on the train. We go to this town called Irapuato. Okay, that's in Mexico. And here I have another document. Like I said, I came with all of the receipts. Boom. Here is an NGO, Amigos del Tren. Okay, this is in – they have different offices, but their big one is in Irapuato, Mexico. And that's right here. Boom. This is like their headquarters. And from here, we ended up – we got these maps, and they straight up, like, hand these things out. And not far from where that NGO is located, literally right on the train tracks, okay? From there, you wait. And you wait until, like, 1 in the morning. And then everybody starts walking down the tracks, okay? And you walk down the tracks for maybe a mile. And then eventually you see, like, even more people that were already down there waiting. And then you're part of, all of a sudden, you've, like, all these different groups combined. And you're part of, like, over, like, multiple thousands of people possibly.
Guys, just type in photos. Mexico's beast train. Just click images. It'll show it. Go ahead.
And this is happening in the middle of the night. This is the first time I wrote it. I wrote it two times with my brother because the cartel took our Mexican footage. We actually had to fly back into Mexico and ride this sucker again. Even more sketchy the second time, for different reasons. But the first time we get on this thing, middle of the night, we're all walking down the tracks now to find this quote-unquote beast train, and you start to see these men, and I'm thinking these might be Mexican police officers, and you realize real quickly, these are not Mexican police officers, these are actually cartel men. I'm looking at them, and if anybody's ever seen Batman, the one from the early 2000s with the League of Shadows guys, where they're dressed in all black with, like, the ninja face mask that only shows their eyes and the body armor and the sword tucked behind their back, literally they had all of that. They literally had swords tucked in their back behind their body armor, and they're all carrying shotguns and AR-15s. And these are the men that load us up onto the train. It totally insane. And so...
And then once you get there, they shake you down.
Well, if you take it to its definitive end, that's right. If you take this thing all the way up to...
Texas.
Yes. I mean, it goes all along here. But anywhere at its definitive end, you will be met by the same men, and they'll take you off, and they'll haul you to the border and, of course, extort you if you don't pay them. That's what's going on. There's so many aspects of this. I don't want to get sidetracked. Like, one point I do want to make, I just don't want to forget, is that you have the United Nations running this whole thing, and you talk to anybody, and certainly if you talk to any of these leftist politicians or congressmen, they're like, oh, it's for humanitarian purposes. You're just a bigot or a racist.
It's on screen. They dress like ninjas from League of Shadows.
That is straight up what, I swear to you, that's what they looked like. Except they were also carrying shotguns or AR-15s. I am not exaggerating to you. That those are the men that loaded us onto the train. That's that. You found footage of them. With the sword tucked in their back as well. Totally the same. It's like maybe they got that from there. I'm not sure. I mean, you were talking before about how movies, like, it pre-programs people. Yeah. I mean, man, that's what it was all about. I'm not too
sure.
Well,
they don't want to make noise. They got to stab you. That's why they got swords.
That, you know, I didn't even think of that. That's incredible. Well, what I want to say is this, though. And, again, I'm just giving people...
Well, this is war. I mean, this is why, you know,
straight
we see movies about war, and we go, look, it looks like war, because that's movies copying war. This is war.
It's straight-up war. This is weaponized migration. We are being replaced. What I want to say is this, though. If for anybody out there, you know, maybe you go and you're going to take this, the information from this broadcast, and you're going to say, wow, I learned some incredible stuff. We actually are being invaded. We got to do something about this. And then somebody's going to come back and they're going to say, well, what do you mean, man? It's a humanitarian operation. That's why they're giving them these maps and instructions and sending them up here, because they're coming from horrible countries. Okay. That's what you want to believe. So I would ask this question. Why on earth, if this was a humanitarian operation, would the United Nations send these people to parts of, I mean, honestly, all of Central America, but certainly Mexico definitively, that are all controlled by these different cartel organizations, which are literally terrorist groups. I mean, these are not...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This was designed as a lawless jungle for a reason. So we don't want a mega highway going through here. But what's happened since the border's been opened up is this has turned into a mass illegal alien highway. And so everybody's just basically marching through here, thousands per day, all the way up to the United States. Now, I want people to understand, there's different routes. There's two that enter from Colombia. These are extremely long, 3 to 5 days, dead bodies everywhere, people getting raped, people getting robbed, coming out of the other end, you know, barely alive. Then there are other routes. Now, the route that I took, which is not even listed on this map here.
Show it again.
It's not even listed on this map here. The route that I took was a more safe route. It's a route that's used by SIAs. Anybody that reads the literature behind this whole southern border invasion will see that acronym used. That stands for Special Interest Alien. That includes people from China, for example.
Wealthier people, but also the aid workers use it.
Yes. I mean, this is also people that are coming from, you know, countries that have a history of sponsoring terrorist groups. I mean, dangerous people, possibly. Now, the route that I took basically is not one of these. It's used by wealthier aliens. The reason why it's used by wealthier aliens is because they need to get on a boat and get smuggled in the middle of the night into Panamanian territory and land somewhere up here, okay? And that's the route that we took. And so we went to this coastal town, and we basically were staged there with mostly Chinese. We grew up about 500, but anywhere from 60 to 70% Chinese. There were Syrians with us. There were Afghans with us. There were some people from Ethiopia there, Ecuadorians, Venezuelans, Colombians, and we all marched through. And, you know, I guess the point that I'm trying to make here is that, you know, the daring gap now has become so carved up that you actually have all these different routes leading through here. It's not just that, like, it's one route. It's no, you know, you got a little bit more money. Okay, well, we're going to smuggle you into Panama and take you in this way. There's actually another route a little bit further north where if you have even more money, you can pay smugglers and they'll actually take you on a horseback ride and you'll ride horseback all the way inland. It's incredible. But I just want people to understand what's going on there and basically how, you know, Panama is being overrun with these people. And then once they're in Panama, they get basically a temporary admission into the country. They're loaded onto buses, and basically they're shuttled all the way to the northern part of the country within a matter of hours. They just send them on buses, boom, and they send them up to Costa Rica. And that's another thing I want people to understand is that all these countries down here, they might play nice, right, and they might act like they're our buddies. They're not our buddies. These people are sending these people all the way up to our border. It's like almost like a game of hot potato. It's like they're in Panama now. Okay, send them up to Costa Rica. Okay, they're in Costa Rica now. Send them into Nicaragua. And the definitive end state is the United States of America because we're foolish enough to let these people in en masse. And so I just want people to understand basically a little bit more about the Darien Gap, and now we can move on.
The bottom line is it's all State Department, UN, routes all run. The same people that ran the UN refugee camps for the invasion of Europe, the same NGOs run this. And then the mayor sits up and goes, oh, everything's fine. But suddenly he's like, oh, God, it's terrible. Terrorists are about to hit. So that tells me they're getting ready to let terrorists hit for domestic control, have more TSA groping us while the border's wide open. Because I make the point we're going to blame the government for the terror attack. Now they're like, oh, yeah, the border is broken. Why do you think they're suddenly signaling like that?
Well, you know, this can't go on forever. I mean, this situation's going to implode, and probably to a certain extent they want to get out.
Yes, they think we're done. Our goose is cooked, enough to collapse the country. Now they want to act like they're the saviors.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why also they're rolling out, you know, everybody knows or should know about the CBP One app, where basically it's the same thing. You know, it's the same issue. You're still letting.
Did you see the legislation leaked out of New York to have illegal aliens vote in the state elections?
That's incredible. I know that they were doing that in New York City already.
Now, they already got cities doing it now. Boom, whole thing.
Yeah, and oh my God, yeah. And in Minnesota, they're making them police officers. It's insane.
And Illinois.
In Illinois as well. I mean,
and New Mexico.
It's man, these people. Now, what happened?
And again, where's our territorialism? If I go to my neighbor's house and say, be nice to me, let me have sex with your wife, you beat my ass. But it's like, hey, let me come in and get everything free. It's like, oh, God, I'm not racist. Do it immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, let's just ask a question to the audience. I mean, they keep saying that all... Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Rightfully so.
Keep going.
I mean, it's like... Yeah. We could talk about it's like you know we could talk about the route or we could talk about bigger picture things that happened to either or but
we should talk big picture. People know there's a full on invasion. Big picture, you're a smart guy.
Sure.
How do we turn this around?
Well, we turn it around by having an educated populace. We don't have an educated populace. I mean, that's like the famous quote, right?
But we got to have people like you that are willing to go show it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, where's the international media? This is all incredible ratings, but they won't show it. It's all independent guys like you.
Yeah.
Like, you should have been, there should have been 20 reporters of you down there. You and your brother are all alone.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's, you know, identify value and...
And you didn't even make it about yourself. You got kidnapped coming back to the Texas border.
We got kidnapped coming back to the Texas border because our border is controlled by groups of narco-terrorists. I mean, that is...
Well, give us big picture so we go to break in 3 minutes and come back with the kidnapping.
Sure. The big picture is this. Everybody, I'm sure your audience is well aware, if you're not, everybody should probably go download the UN Agenda 2030 white paper. I know you talk about that all the time, but...
That's which the ADL says doesn't exist and called for my arrest for covering 3 years ago. But it's official UN policy.
100%. I mean, they literally have a whole website dedicated to it. You can go download the white paper right now in 30 seconds. You, for example, you're in Panama, and there'll be big signs that you show the colored pinwheel with the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, and that's just, like, openly displayed on Highway 1 in Panama. Yeah,
at the UN camps, they have the big swastika, the UN new rainbow swastikas up there. Guys, pull up the Agenda 2030 symbol.
Yep, and that's it. I mean, everybody, if you get a new Samsung phone, it comes with a Sustainable Development Goal app pre-installed with that pinwheel. And so the point is, that's what this is. This is all about Agenda 2030. This is all about collapsing sovereign nation states. Collapsing.
Guys, pull up UN Agenda 2030. There it is. Boom.
It is right there.
And you show Bill Gates, King Charles are all wearing that little symbol.
But notice.
That's the new Nazi armband.
But notice, it's colorful and it's a rainbow, man. That's not sinister and coming to, you know, destroy your and take all your wealth and your family. Right?
But it's actually saying we're taking every aspect over.
It's a plan for world socialism. Everybody should read it. It talks about our new collective society. And it talks about how we're going to have education for education provided for by whom? Right? We're going to eradicate poverty. I mean, this is Joseph Stalin stuff. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, honestly, socialists, they don't come up with anything new. It's the same.
No, this is October Revolution crap.
Oh, it's the same stuff. Now, okay, listen, Anthony Rubin, Alex Jones, I get that. But how does this have to do with the mass migration of people? Everybody, go download now another white paper, Migration and the 2030 Agenda by the IOM, the same group that printed out those condom pamphlets. And it literally calls these people agents of development. And it says the goal of, quote unquote, migration should be called invasion, and the 2030 agenda is to facilitate, not to stop migration. It's right there in your face, clear as day. They write about it. Now, you always talk about how you read their blueprints. Go read these documents that we've just talked about, and you're going to walk away understanding probably more than 99.9% of the people, certainly more than any congressman or senator, because, again, these people don't – I'm convinced that they either are in on it or they simply have no idea what's going on, most likely more of the latter, because I think you see these people talk. I mean, they're morons, a lot of these people. AOC has not a clue. Right? She's just a sock puppet. So you, the audience, go start reading these documents and then understand it yourself and go and educate people. Maybe you'll wind up on the Alex Jones Show. Who knows? But that's what's going on. I mean, that's big picture stuff, man. This is a globalist. I'm not trying to sound too much like Alex Jones. Like, I'm just repeating what you say. But this is a globalist agenda to take down the sovereign United States of America and build on top of it a world tyranny. That's what this is all about. There could be no other reason. If anybody has seen this evidence and come to a different conclusion, I'd be interested to hear it. Yes, sir. Any other questions, or I can just keep rambling on?
I'm listening to everything you're saying. I'm sending out some transmissions here.
Okay.
It's not that what you're saying is not important.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got 30 seconds left, but I just want the audience sitting at home to just grapple with these questions that I'm giving you. What's with all the demonization of white people? Why are they calling us all domestic terrorists and saying that we're white supremacists?
Because they're going to collapse the economy and have us all race war, like Obama's new movie on Netflix. Literally says, don't trust the white people. When the power turns off, all kill each other. I mean, come on, people. Come on. We'll be right back. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are. Another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide. My new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I want to encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I don't even know, 20 hours, something like that. I just came down with something. I'm super sick, and I just got to pray. We just got to pray that it doesn't start raining out and that we don't hit a major bump, that we don't slip off the side or something stupid. But so far, God's been on our side, so just stay tuned.
So right now, we are in Colombia at the Cabañas Rio Mayo Hotel. And this hotel that we stumbled upon by accident is a major hub, a major transit point, meeting place for Chinese foreign nationals that are on their way to the United States. And last night when we were here, we were eating at this hotel restaurant, and we were the only foreigners that were not Chinese. I mean, literally the entire hotel is just Chinese foreigners. We spoke with the hotel staff here, and they confirmed that. And while there are some women and children, it's mostly military-aged males. There's some right behind me right now, actually. We showed you in a previous video of ours a Chinese blueprint that's distributed amongst Chinese in WhatsApp groups, and this is actually one of the stops on the blueprint. It says to stop in Pasto. That's where we're at right now. We're on the outskirts of Pasto. And the point is that the Chinese have very sophisticated, quote-unquote, migration networks all the way up to the U.S. border, and this hotel that we're at is proof of that. It's all Chinese, and for some reason they all know to come here. It's because they are in direct communication with people that are further up the chair.
But when you want to fly from Austin to Dallas, they put you in a body scanner. You may want to pinch your genitals. Or you want to fly from D.C. to Miami, they might want to put you in a body scanner or ask you questions. So you are. It's all slave training. It's all a joke. And now they say Islamists are set to attack us any minute. Like, we don't know. They're the ones that open the border wide up. We have the muckraker.com investigative journalist Anthony Rubin here with us. I love how you want to tell your own story. A few weeks ago, you got kidnapped on your way back up to Texas.
That's correct. So, you know, after riding the so-called beast train and embedding with a massive caravan of these people, we were going to cross into the United States. And so there's different places you could do that. I mean, you know, everybody could look at the document, and you could see the different crossing points. There's tons of them. The area that we decided to cross, though, is right across the river from Boca Chica, Texas. And that's where Elon Musk's SpaceX is. And so there were a few reasons why we chose to attempt to cross there. One of the first reasons was that, hey, if we could actually successfully cross right there onto basically Elon Musk's SpaceX facility, that'll be pretty incredible. That'll make a pretty strong point that, you know, something's afoot here, right, at a minimum. And then number two, I figured, okay, well, it's right across from Elon Musk's SpaceX, a critical spaceport. Surely if there's any air, and, you know, it's right there on the Gulf of Mexico, on the Mexican side, it's a public Mexican beach that you're walking up. Figured if there's any area that's safe and at least remotely secure, it'll probably be there, as opposed to, like, Eagle Pass or something, right? So we start walking.
Keep going. I'm going to give them this club.
Sure. So we start walking up this beach. It's called Playa Baghdad. That's basically the last road that you can stop at before you have to just walk up coastline all the way up to the Rio Grande, where that spits out to the Gulf of Mexico. We are walking up this beach, we being my brother Joshua Rubin and I, walking up this beach. And, you know, so far everything's going well, right? We're going to make it to the United States. We're going to cross over and finish this today. Go home and start the documentary with our incredible footage. So we thought, as we're walking up this beach, a truck stops us. First interesting thing, this truck had Texas plates, okay? Shows that these people are operating, I mean, it's kind of obvious already, but this is just proof that these people are operating between nation states. They're operating between the United States of America and Mexico. And this truck stops us, and they basically say, hey, listen, get in the truck right now, okay? We're going to take you back to where you came from. We're going to forget this ever happened, and you're going to go on your merry way. And they didn't say it like that, of course. This is in Spanish, and we were kind of broken Spanish going back and forth. And basically I said, no, I'm not getting in your truck. I don't know who you are, and, you know, I have to get to the river. I just told them I was a photographer trying to take photos, right? Long story short, They call up some supposed buddy of theirs who's down there by the river, and they say, hey, listen, I called my buddy. You now have to get in the truck with us. There is no choice, because if you walk down there by yourself, it's going to be trouble for you. So, okay, fine. I assess the situation. We're not going anywhere. There's nowhere to run. We get in the truck. We start driving. Now, at this point, I could see Elon Musk's SpaceX. I see the lights blinking. It's right in front of me in the United States. I figure,
The missile gantry is there.
It's right there, man. You know? And it's almost like the Odyssey.
Sounds surreal.
Yeah, straight up. It's like the Odyssey, like where he could see his beloved Ithaca, and then, you know, he just gets taken back out to sea because of Poseidon. And that's literally what it was like. And so I could see it right there. And then this man who they called gets in the car, and immediately when I saw this guy, I was like, this is bad news. I was like, I don't want to see this guy. He just didn't look friendly. You could tell. Not friendly-looking dude. They instantly whip the truck around, okay? Start driving back down south. This guy gets on the phone with this woman, starts rambling back and forth in Spanish. He puts me on the phone with her. Now she's speaking perfect English, and she says, listen, like, what are you doing down here? I said, I'm just trying to photograph SpaceX from the Mexican side. That was my cover, right? And she said, well, listen, she literally told me, she's like, you're in cartel territory. You're supposed to pay $500 to go over there if you want to cross. I didn't say I wanted to cross. I just assumed that. And she said, you're now in the hands of the cartel. And she basically said, she's like, you're going to be handed off to armed men. I suggest you tell them the exact thing that you told me. And just to give you guys the SparkNotes version, basically that we're taken back to Playa Baghdad. We pull up next to this other truck. Then this other truck is commanded by three armed men. They're all carrying assault rifles. And they all start screaming at us. They're like, you know, like, andale, andale, get into this other truck. We're, you know, put in this other truck. They start driving us now inland. At this point, I am not, you know, I'm not yet tied up. I'm not blindfolded. But we start driving inland. We drive it 10 minutes inland. They pull us out of the truck, line up all of our stuff. And, you know, they start tell us to empty our bags. Instantly, they see the drone and they see the camera. And
by the way, we're going to put all this up front on your interview, but start over.
Okay. They see the drone and the camera. And when they see that instantly, they start bugging out even more. And they think that we are military or intelligence. They check us for wires. They're searching us now for drugs or weapons. They don't know who we are. Maybe we're associated with some rival organization. Maybe we're actually, you know, some sort of intelligence agency that's spying on them. Because they see the drone, they're freaking out. They then put us on our knees, take hostage-type photos. They took my brother. They got him pinned up against the truck. And, I'm thinking, this if these people think that we're somehow intelligence guys or, you know, military, I mean, we could have a bullet put on our head straight up. These guys aren't messing around. They killed two Americans about a year ago. Right in that same area. And this whole time, another truck, four other armed men armed, you know, with the same stuff, AR-15 type variants or AK-47 variants and pistols at their hip show up. Now we're surrounded by seven armed men. At one point, one of these men points to my drone and holds a pistol to his head. I'm taking this as a death threat. So anyway, I'm trying to negotiate with these guys, and you can tell these guys are unhinged, right? Where you'll be smiling at one point, right, and laughing at one point. I'm like trying to make nice. So I'm talking about getting beer, showing them boxing moves and stuff. And then instantly, bam, they just start screaming at you. They're like, whoa, these dudes are not friendly. I mean, these guys will go from laughing with you to putting a bullet in your head. It became crystal clear. And then, so anyway, long story short, they bind up our hands, throw blindfolds on me. They didn't have one from brother. They pull the hood over his head, throw us in the back of a truck. We start driving deeper into Mexico. And this whole time they're telling us, they're saying, investigación, you're going to see El Jefe. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to see El Jefe. I don't know who this is. And, you know, I'm telling them the whole time, like, listen. And, I'm telling them, listen. I'm like, you know, how much money do you guys want? You know, what do you want? We'll go to an ATM right now and pull it out. And they won't have it. They're like, no. They're like, we're going to see the boss, El Jefe. And we're blindfolded the whole time, of course. I'm not, like, looking at him in the eye talking like this. And there's a man sitting next to it's myself, my brother, I'm an armed man, you know, with an assault rifle sitting next to my brother here, and then two armed men in the front. So we're not going anywhere. As we're driving throughout Mexico, they're deeper into Mexico, they're making stops.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Ever an area that you would imagine would be controlled and secure, it would probably be right here along the whole border. I mean, it would probably be right here. But the point is, it's not controlled and secure.
No, it's only secure when you're flying from Albuquerque to Phoenix. Then they're going to squeeze your testicles.
Correct. Correct.
Kids' testicles are going to get checked. If they can cut them off, they will.
That's right. And so my point is what? If this area isn't secure and it's controlled by these narco-terrorists, that's what they are, called as it is, what the hell is going on up here? They could be moving anything across the border. I mean, they could literally be moving nuclear weapons across that border. That's not an exaggeration. They could be moving, well, they actually are moving, like caravans.
No, our country's totally screwed. Yeah, and we don't say that to be negative. I see headlines. Jones says America's screwed. He's anti-America. No, the people that let this happen are anti-America. I'm not bad pointing out what the crazy government did.
Yeah.
The resources for January 6th, the harassment I've been through, at least four grand juries trying to indict me, huge federal task forces, all the stuff to Trump, and then we're not doing any of this. We're like regular people. Trump's trying to build golf courses.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Come on. The guy trying to build golf courses and get American jobs back, he's got to be dealt with, but everybody running this, they're great.
Yeah.
Now, we have a criminal group in charge.
Yeah. I mean, I'd almost like to interview you and talk about how you're planning to handle this when SHTF, because it's going to be bad.
I don't have a plan. I'm just fighting as hard as I can, because if I start thinking about that, I have no backup plan. I'm just here.
Respect.
Going down the ship, man.
I feel the same way. I'm not fleeing anywhere, man. This is the beloved republic. This is the United States of America. I'm not fleeing anywhere at all. No other nation state will have me in it at all.
Well, they want us all to kill each other, black and white, and all that when this goes down. And I'm not calling for killing anybody, but let's not kill each other. And let's remember the globalists set all this up. They're the ones that did this.
Yeah. Yeah. I also want to say this, though. I mean, there is, I believe, again, I hope this isn't misplaced optimism. I truly believe that there is a lot to be optimistic about. I truly believe, for example, you look at geographically the United States of America. I think it's the most finely geographically situated country on the face of the earth. You look at our population. I mean, I think that we still have the biggest, you know, like per capita libertarian freedom.
No, we're the best house in a bad neighborhood.
The best house in a bad neighborhood. So I'd rather be there than any of these other.
Well, look at the lockdowns. As horrible as it was here, it was nothing. And they did lockdowns all over the third world to drive them here.
Yeah.
So I'm not even against these people, but they're being used as a weapon. It's like, I love water, love a glass of water, love to take a shower in it. But if I live below a dam, it gets blown up, it's going to flood me and kill me. Now water's my enemy.
Right.
And this human flood is a weapon.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, what's going to happen when, for example, when the dollar collapses? That's like something that just gets. I'm surprised that we've lasted this long.
And they're going to do a power outage or something to blame it on that. But they're coming to the end of the dollar. They've got all their new global currencies ready. Their ESGs ready.
Yeah.
Central bank digital currencies. We're here.
Let's focus on that. I mean, what's going to happen when hyperinflation hits or power outage? But I mean, hyperinflation, that's a.
Well, it's already. I'm saying they're going to use that as the reset excuse. Oh, you know, we don't go to jail like Bernie Madoff or Sam Bankman-Fried. Oh, it was the right wingers hacked the power grid. That's why your dollar went to zero.
Right.
They're pre-programming that heavily now.
Right.
Obama just put on a new TV show about that.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys had it before I came on. Yeah. Don't trust the white people when this goes down. Oh my God. It's just like, yeah, it's.
Yeah. How about we don't trust the bankers when this goes down?
Right.
I mean, how about the one?
Yeah. Yeah. But then, see, that's what this is about. Like, you know, this is just like getting me thinking about this. It's all about divide and conquer and then getting you to the point where people that were otherwise liberty-oriented will run and clamor for a strong man. I think back to the BLM riots, right? Think about what happened then. It was either you were like a total communist socialist raising your BLM fist, or you were, you know, Blue Lives Matter, the police could do no wrong. There was no distinction there. There was no.
When as the globalists basically control both groups.
Exactly.
At the end of the day. So tell me about people. You don't talk about yourself, but you and your brother, you said you watched my show, got spurred, some other things. Well, your family, I mean, you're doing a great job. You're a really impressive guy. Well, who are you? I mean, what's your family background that got you to even care? We need to get other people to care.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need 1,000 Anthony Rubens down there putting skin in the game.
Well, I'm honored for you to say that, man. Yeah, I'll give people a little bit about my background. I mean, you know, I'm from Long Island, New York originally. I don't know that I would ever go back there again. You know, not there anymore, but that's where I grew up. You know, I came up in, you know, middle class family. My parents split when I was a teenager, lower middle class at that point, took a hit. I actually got to experience kind of more of the real world at that point, which I'm grateful for. You know, and I guess as it pertains to this, though, I always kind of had my eye, on the political world. Like when I was a teenager, my uncle, educated me on central banking and the gold standard in fiat currencies. And when I was a teenager, I started, you know, buying junk silver, right? I was preparing for the collapse of the dollar when I was 16 years old. I've been waiting that long. It still hasn't happened yet. Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah, well, we're holding it back. Everybody's like, oh, where's the collapse? You can see it's here. We're barely holding it back. So people don't be like, oh, let's see a collapse. You're about to get one.
It's going to be worse. I mean, it would be better had it happened 10 years
ago. Like Ron Paul said, yeah, it would have been way better back then.
It would have been way better.
Because it was all right for it then. That they've gotten this bubble. It's like blowing a balloon up so big, you know it's going to pop. And you're like, how? And then weight's going to get bigger.
You know? Right. That's exactly right. And so, honestly, like the law, I shouldn't have said thank God it hasn't popped yet, because had it popped, we could have actually dealt with it. But when it pops, actually, they're not going to deal with it the right way. We're not going to revert to small government.
No, they're saying on Obama-produced TV shows, blacks murder whites. Like when the power goes off, murder the white people. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
I mean, plus, white people got most of the guns. You know, I mean, like it's not good for black people. But I'm not in a war with black people. It's a setup, folks.
Right. That's right. To bring it back,
it's so ridiculous.
Sidetracked. Yeah. So you know, that was me, teenager, preparing for this. You could see. I mean, I should have given you guys this. We're going to go into my personal history. I mean, there's videos of me like 17 years old, 16, 17 years old, where I'm literally like on video talking to my friends. They're like, hey, you know, what do you talk to yourself in the future? I'm like, and the Federal Reserve, if you ever have the chance to, like, prepare for the dollar collapse. Because I've been thinking about this stuff for a while. So this is just kind of an extrapolation.
How old are you now?
I'm 26.
Wow, great job.
26 years old.
And that's the thing, they arrest development. Thomas Jefferson was out of college when he was 17. He was writing the Declaration of Independence, you know, a decade later. They arrest development. They call people kids that are 20. I was super successful at 26 as well. Men are supposed to get out and do it early, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, I mean, how old was Thomas Jefferson when he wrote the Declaration?
33.
There you go. Yeah, 33. We actually have, like, 33-year-old man-children. That's, like, the majority of 33-year-olds these days, straight-up man-children. I'm not even hating
them. Well, no, rich families that didn't want their sons to be wimps, when they were nine, would say, you're going on a three-year boat ride around the world, and half the time they didn't come back. But families said, we don't want pussies. You're going.
Yeah.
They'd throw their son on a ship.
Yeah. Now all these people are getting degrees in gender education and gender
identity. Well, they came back, got a badass, get off the boat.
Yeah. Yeah, that was when we had real men. And you know, that's what it's going to take to turn this country around, is it's going to take a coalition of real American men. But, you know, I guess, like, to finish my backstory, man, you know, honestly, this is not like a surprise that I'm doing all this. It's really cool to be on here, and, you know, it's mind-blowing. It's like, wow, I'm on here with Alex Jones. But I always knew I was going to do something in the political realm because, you know, I could see from an early age where this country was headed. And so after, you know, getting out of college, working a bit, and, you know, just saving up all my money, I put myself in a position where I can now go out with a camera and do this. And so this is basically, this is my current, not my only, not my final, but my current contribution to our American Republic. And listen, it's liberty or death as far as I'm concerned. As far as my contribution, where I stand, it's liberty or death. I'm not fleeing anywhere. This is my beloved United States of America. And, yeah, I believe that we're going to win. We have to believe we're going to win, actually, because if we don't, it's almost, this is what I was talking before with Harrison, it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy if you become a pessimist. Because, like, oh, there's nothing we could do. And then
hold on, dude, five more minutes before the next guest host takes over. I need to plug, or we weren't going to be here. Folks, it takes money to fight the deep state, the CIA, the Justice Department. And I'll just say that happily. That's who we're up against. You've kept us on air. We have a lot of new viewers. We have great supplements, great films, great books, the best herbal foods, biggest, best company, lowest prices, best highest rated water filters, low prices, the best supplements, Turbo Force, 10-Hour Clean Energy, X2, the missing link for your whole immune system and body. These are really powerful products. You can get at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's what keeps this crew, the satellite uplinks, the legal operations, holding back the enemy. And I knew, because God told me, I said this years ago, we're going to hold on. And as the enemy launches their whole plan, we'll have so much credibility that we'll be unstoppable. We have now reached that point, and that wasn't me, that was the Holy Spirit. But we need still the seed funds to operate. Plus, we've got products you need that will change your life. X2 will change your life. It's game-changing. Turbo Force works really well. Vitamineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Knockout Sleep Support, all these great herbs and compounds make you sleep so deep, so clean, so good for your whole body, so good for your immune system. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And you can get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. You can also get the other book as well. We got a few of those. It was number one bestseller, The Great Reset, The War for the World. This is The War for the World. We got some T-shirts, some other things there. The point is, it takes money to fight a war. And communists and leftists kidnap people and rob banks for money. We don't do that. We sell high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, but without you buying them, we can't do this. Less than 0.5% of our viewers, hell, it's probably 0.1% now because their audience is just blown back up to pre-ban levels. I mean, I'm conservative. I can't even track it. On X alone, our videos have gotten 200 million views the last 3 days. 200 million views. I got new numbers this morning. The Bohemian Grove videos have had 50 million. So it's like 250 million. 250 million videos watched in 3 days.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.